Paul Jackson II took a meandering trip to Madison. The high school kid from South Florida was on track to play college buckets, but football was on his bucket list. Not ready for prime time, Jackson II played D2, and then JUCO, and then Wisconsin showed some interest. So short and sweet, he's playing Wisconsin Badgers football now. Hey, how you doing today? I'm Greg Stewart, and this is Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped us sponsor with those tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can give anytime or learn more at WWIB.com. 6'3", 214-pound redshirt junior outside linebacker Paul Jackson II is back with me today on Sports and Commentary. So, Paul, you played D2, JUCO football. What was the transition like to Big Ten football at one of the biggest campuses in the country, Wisconsin? What was that like for you?
It was nice. It was a fair transition for me. It's funny because I kind of had the same, rhythm in a sense, where I actually attended three different high schools. So it's in my third college now. It's kind of like, you know, something similar where I'm like, I was looking forward to this big movement and jump where in the back where I just always had this goal. I wanted to play big time Division I football. So it was really fun and humbling to have this time. So really seeing, you know, this brace that is impacted on campus where, you know, finding myself welcome and a lot of more resources that can be offered at any other school that I've attended so far. It was just a really big arm welcoming, people welcoming me with open arms to see, you know, from my teammates, the faculty and staff on campus, and also different professors that I've had a chance to build relationships with, and also the student body. So it was definitely something I've been looking forward to, where there was no challenge in the sense of being nervous or just something. It was just like me just ready to take over and have this chance to be at this moment. So it was a fun acclimation to be here.
That's good. You embraced the situation. You're buried right now on the depth chart at outside linebacker. How do you stay ready if you're called upon to play out there?
Yeah, I know just mainly making that switch from playing wide receiver as I transferred in, but during the spring, transferred over to playing outside linebacker. It was more of a just a test of me getting myself acclimated, learning the defense, and a lot of different techniques of, in a sense of me releasing against cornerbacks, where it's for me to create as much separation. Now playing against offensive linemen, my whole thing now is just more of being close so I can attack their bodies and then make sharp cut movements wherever to attack the quarterback and make a strong rush. So during the springtime, it was more of an adjustment and definitely tough. But over summer and fall camp, you know, really getting a chance to really just dial in and really focus upon myself and do a lot more studying and constantly being in the playbook. So it's definitely been a good brace and having that challenge and adversity where I get to see myself basically start all over and come from the bottom of the depth chart to start rising. It's always that fire you have where, for myself, just having that initiative and desire to play Division I football, it's like, okay, I'm here, and my whole goal now is to actually play on the field. So just constantly keeping those self-motivation thoughts within myself to, you know, keep myself going, and eventually when I get my name called, it's just to show it out. So it's just always having that, you know, grace within God, having that testimony within myself to have this fire in me and that energy in me where it's like I know in the back of my head and constantly just roaming around where just the trials and tribulations for me to actually get here is going to serve a greater purpose. And, you know, just not the matter of when it happens, but, you know, just when my name get called. So I'm just really just looking forward to, when that time happens, really just show out and, you know, expose myself to the whole nation that's been looking forward to seeing my name. So.
Yeah, we can't wait. All right, Paul, take a minute or two here, will you, and share about the impact that your personal relationship with Jesus Christ has made in your life.
You know, just I'll never forget just looking upon as different scriptures. And my mom always blessing over my brother and I just constantly when we grow up and ride in the school where she always put those different prayers in. We all ride in our cars to go to school. Every morning, always just having those prayers and blessings for us to be these great young men and followers of Christ, and just making sure that we constantly are growing and following the path that God has for us and walking the thin line and narrow straight path to be leaders that we are. And just seeing how different opportunities have been blessing behind myself and just really just constantly giving grace, to thankful for God to be the person I am today and not being in different situations where you can see the stigma behind myself or people of color, just student athletes, where you can see them fall in the wrong behalf or wrong tracks. And just really seeing myself grow as this individual and leader and role model that I get to expose myself to be this fascinating person that people want to talk about and want to learn more about and see my story and just understanding how God's put this blessing upon myself to, you know, be a representation of him and the warriors of his Christ. And just really just having that chance to expose myself and share my faith where people get to understand my testimony and reflect upon theirs, where it's not like forcing Christ within somebody, but they get to learn Christ and have Christ come to them when their time and when it's ready for them. So it's been an amazing opportunity to really grasp that and see different changes in people's lives.
All right, build a relationship first, right? Our guest, Paul Jackson II, the Wisconsin Badgers redshirt junior outside linebacker here on Sports and Commentary. Paul, thank you for coming back today. God bless you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. You have a blessed day.
Hey, you too.